signs on the ways of free. All right. That song is called Old Man. It's on this new album. The correct version of the album, the one that you should be buying, or if you want to buy it all, should not say featuring Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers is not on the album, or featuring Johnny Cash. How is that even possible? So I've explained it before in another podcast, but what I wanted to say was world different than what it appeared as as a song title. So without getting into it again, and I will not see any money that comes from, and money is not the thing and money is not why I do it, but I don't know where the money is going if you pay for the songs from the album that have these featured artists that aren't on there. So yeah, what a mess, right? I told them to take it down several times. They haven't done it. So we'll see. I mean, it's not God's in control. Today, we're still talking about how Jesus had brats. And basically today, we're going to go through some misconceptions about raising kids. And not that I have arrived at all, but things that I've learned just on the day in and day out, feeling totally out of control, you know, as far as whether or not they're being led correctly, all the influences that they're up against, et cetera, et cetera. So one thing that is clear in scripture, and we're going to read this passage here. We've read it a lot, but I think we've read it with a different viewpoint. Maybe. So we're in Mark 10:13. One day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them, but the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with the disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." So he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. Now, I don't know if any of these disciples had children. I have no idea. It seems to me like at least a couple of them would have children. But these parents were doing the right thing. And they felt that what Jesus had to offer was more than what they could offer their children. And it was an act of faith. When you send your kids out today, or you let them go visit that wayward ex-husband or ex-wife, and you relinquish control over that week or weekend or whatever it is, and you say to Jesus, "Please, take my children. I surrender them to you for this weekend." And you stop trying to control that ex. You stop trying to control that school that you're sending them to. You stop trying to control all their circumstances, like whether or not they lose the football game or win. If you're one of those parents that's screaming at the baseball game, because you cannot stand to lose. And your insecurities, it's just your insecurities that are on display, not theirs. And this poor kid can't play a baseball game because you're so consumed with it. When you let go of that, now it's easy for somebody to just walk by and say, get over it and let go. That doesn't help anything, does it? But it's who we are giving it over to that matters. It's not just, it doesn't matter. It's, no, it matters. But I'm going to give it to the Lord, win or lose. I'm going to surrender this to God. No matter what hardship my kid goes through. If you've done all that work, you know, you pick the right school, you see that your kid is not being crushed spiritually. You see that there's an upward incline instead of a backwards incline. I had to talk to my oldest son's teacher yesterday, and he was wondering why, you know, I have not diagnosed him or had him diagnosed with a certain learning disability. And I said to him, as long as he's on the incline, we don't need, it's not necessary. He starts going backwards and we might need to get it more clearly defined. But he's on the incline. I don't mean, parents, don't do your homework. I don't mean don't care at the baseball field. These parents cared enough to bring their kids. I don't have what these kids need. They brought them. I don't know about their future. They brought them. They wanted Jesus to bless their children. I want their futures to be in his hands. They brought him, them. And the disciples are like, no, 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 no. And there are two reasons why, this is why Jesus, it says Jesus was angry. There are two reasons why they would do that. One, they saw these children as extensions, or in other words, owned by their parents. They were not distinct from their parents. Therefore, they didn't have access to Jesus. Do you know that your kids are not you? My kids, yes, they live in my house. I feed them every day. It feels like they've taken everything they can from me, yet they still are not me. They have a distinct calling on their life. They have unique gifts that they've been given. And they have a future that's as bright as the sun if they know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They are mine, but they are altogether not mine. If they belong to Christ, they belong to Christ. So that's one reason. They saw these kids as owned, and for lack of a better word, by their parents, holding the identity of their parents, not distinct, not elevated in personhood, a waste of time for Jesus. No wonder he got angry. The other reason was that they felt that these kids could not engage in spiritual things. I don't know, but Jesus' response to them, let's read it again. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let The children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. So he flipped it on them. You think these kids are not ready for what I offer them spiritually. And I'm telling you, you need to be like them. Totally flipped around the viewpoint on them toward these kids. I tell you the truth, he says. Because I'm sure he got a look. You need to be like them. I'm sure he got all kinds of looks. Keep in mind what the mentality that was trying to dominate, is trying to dominate you daily. This mentality is trying to dominate you daily. That your kids cannot get it spiritually. Don't even try. Don't even try to give them a word from the Lord. Don't even try to open that devotions book. It is a fight. It is a fight, okay? To get the word into their little hearts. I've got sheets of verses that I hang up and I say, okay, get those verses in and I'll buy you your favorite movie. Okay, $6 or something like that. I don't care. I will bribe you. I've got a devotion book that we're doing. I did a devotion book last year and it's a fight. I get the eye rolls. Why do I have to do this? And so I went really easy on him this semester because we're changing schools and the kids are going this way, kids are going that way. That mentality is trying to dominate. You don't have time to give them the word of God, to implant truths, to sow seeds of truth into their hearts. They won't get it. So don't even try. Today, that's the battle you fight with your kids. Today. Maybe some of you, Satan has got convinced that they won't get it. They won't understand that. I'll have to define that. All day, my son. He reads me Calvin and Hobbes. If he could, he would read to me Calvin and Hobbes comics. Half the words he does. You know how Calvin is like, he uses these words I don't even know? And Keen is reading through the comic. Doesn't know like a fourth of the words, maybe less, that Calvin is using. And yet he still reads me the comics. He trips up on the words and I'm like, okay, what, you know, it's not funny unless we figure this out. Do it. Do it. This is his response. I tell you the truth. I know what you're thinking. This seems futile. These kids won't get it. These kids are just extensions of their parents. I tell you the truth. Anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. So how do our kids view the world? When my youngest was 4 years old, he sat up on his bed. And I had just, you know, we're going through Pilgrim's Progress for Kids or something like that. Four, and I'm reading this book to them. Or it might have been the, I would pick excerpts out of the book about being a shepherd. I forget who was that was by. And he goes into how, you know, working with sheep and he draws some spiritual truths out of that. It might have been that one. 4 years old, still, I'm reading these things to my kids. And my littlest sits on his bed after we had just had a devotion that who knows how much of it he got, quote unquote. And he says, Jesus is my Lord. You know, you can't say that without the Spirit of God. He got it. Somewhere between you, you know, just a sticky note verse on their backpack as they go out the door. Somewhere. Somehow. You're reading whatever you can. There are lots of resources out there. There are a lot of resources out there. We use Keys for Kids. And we use Superbook verse of the day. Just whatever. But you have to be intentional. And you can't let Satan win that fight, that mind fight today. Oh, well, you know, they just always just roll their eyes. Oh, you know, it'll just be another fight. Oh, you don't want to deal with that. I'm bringing them. I'm bringing them to Jesus. Take the stand of those parents who had to fight with his disciples. Imagine. Jesus has this entourage of 12 men. I mean, usually when you have bodyguards, there's like one or two, right? There are 12 men surrounding Jesus, telling you, you can't get in like a bunch of bouncers. With your kids, that yes, they do matter. You look at Satan and you say, yes, they do matter. Yes, their hearts do matter. Their futures do matter. And this word is getting in them. I don't care how. I don't care when. I don't care if we have to do it 4 minutes before dinner. It might not be a 20-minute thing. Maybe some people have that. Maybe some people have the support for that. Maybe. We literally turn on Keys for Kids right before they're going to bed. Okay, Keys for Kids. Eyes half masked, whatever it takes. Then he took the children in his arms.
Sometimes you gotta cut your ties
and bless them. Peace out.